Chain lightning lit up the whole eastern horizon as Joseph looked up. Suddenly he smiled through the torrential gale and cried out,
"Land ho!"
Finbar Galedeep grabbed Joseph's paw in a vice-like grip.
"Land, you say, Bellmaker? Where away?"
"Due east. We're headed straight for it. That's if we don't fill up and sink first. Keep looking east, Finbar. Next lightning flash will light it up."
All the Sea Otter could see was black night, rain and spray in front of him. Suddenly, there was a roll of thunder and sheet lightning illuminated everywhere, revealing a rocky coastline jutting up less than a league away. The realisation that he could save his ship and crew sent Finbar roaring out commands again.
"Untie yourselves, mates. Start bailing again. Log along. Get yourselves in the bows and watch out for reefs. Hoist forward sails to keep her stem up. Lively now. Jump to it, me lucky puckos."
Pearl Queen became a hive of activity amid the storm. Even Formal picked himself up at the mention of land and began bailing furiously. While Joseph supervised deck operations, Rosie took several creatures up into the forward rigging to set the sails. Roof and Dury scurried upward to the highest sails, Rosie ahead of them. The vessel heeled perilously as a towering wave struck her broadside on, and there was a piercing squeal. The shrew named Fatch had been swept from a lower yardarm, and now he hung upside down, one footpaw snarled in a rope line. Roof Brush was the only one who could see Fatch, dangling wrong way up, his head dipping under every time the ship swayed to port. Leaving Dury and Rosie to deal with the topsails, Roof climbed back down to help the shrew. Battered by the blinding spray, Roof inched out along the low yardarm, calling to the shrew,
"Hang on, matey! I'm coming!"
The entire yardarm dipped deep below the sea's boiling surface. Roof locked both footpaws and tail around the timbers and reached out, catching Fatch by his ears. He pulled and hauled, the shrew alternately screeching in pain and swallowing water, but Roof tugged savagely, knowing if he let go, Fatch was lost. With a mighty effort, he hauled the shrew right side up, draping him across the yardarm. Roof snatched the rapier from Fatch's belt and hacked loose the rope that had trapped the shrew's footpaw. Then, fastening the unconscious shrew close to him with his own belt, Roof clambered down into Finbar's waiting paws and collapsed with Fatch in a heap on the deck. The Sea Otter blew storm water from his whiskers, shaking his head in admiration at the plucky rescue.
"You're a brave little beast, Roof. I never seen a creature so game in all me born days, and that's a fact."
Suddenly, a single clap of thunder rang out directly above Pearl Queen, followed by an immense lightning bolt that struck the ship. An eerie blue light enveloped every creature aboard as their fur stood out straight from their bodies. There was a rending crack. The foremast snapped like a twig and was hailed off into the darkness.
"Dury! Rosie! They've gone!"
Roof Brush screamed.
"They were up the mast!"